This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is sponsored by NordVPN, the virtual private network which allows fans to watch football games, films and TV shows that aren't available in your region. It even saves on travel costs, so if you're planning on travelling with the family or to watch the Amers in Europe, NordVPN allows you to purchase flights and hotels from different locations across the world, and that will save you a few quid. Maybe you're a bit of a shady character, and whatever you're up to, you want to give yourself the best possible chance of not getting caught. Whatever the scenario, NordVPN provide high-level protection for your data and personal information wherever you are in the world and boast the fastest virtual private network in the world, so no buffering and no lagging. So for less than a pint or a cup of coffee per month, you fans can watch all the games you want live from the comfort of your own sofa. Visit nordvpn.com/West Ham Way to get your exclusive discount plus 4 months free with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/West Ham Way.
You're listening to the West Ham Way podcast with Dave and X. Oi, oi!
Hello and welcome to the West Ham Way podcast with myself, Dave Walker, an ex-WHU employee. This week we catch up with Chesney Hawkes and his son Indy to relive their time in Prague, to include playing at the Fan Zone, how that compared to the World Cup, a terminally ill friend that was gifted a ticket, the celebration after the win, and how they both feel about the season ahead before getting news from X and answering questions from patrons of the West Ham Way. Chez, I was going to introduce you as the one and only, and I was also going to ask if there actually is anyone else you'd rather be, but I'm better than that. Instead, I'm just going to say a big welcome back to the show, Chesney Hawkes and his son, Indy Hawkes. How are you, lads?
Hey, boys. We're good. Oh, my God, we're top of the world, aren't we, mate?
Oh, yeah.
Because apparently, I don't know if you heard, but we're champions of Europe.
Do you know what? Someone did mention that. It wasn't a dream, was it?
The other thing that I'm not sure if you heard, we're semi-massive.
It's never going to get boring either, is it now?
Apparently, it's never going to get boring. Shaq and Danny Dyer. Who knew? and Lucas Paquetá's got a whole load of fucking cars.
What a whirlwind of a week. Yeah, summed up quite nicely, Chez, to be fair. But tell us about how you boys came to be in Prague, because if it wasn't for the booking, would you have been watching the game at home, or did you always intend to be there anyway?
Well, I mean, I was supposed to be in LA with my lovely wife, who may have forgotten what I looked like at that point. But of course, as it got closer and closer and closer, we were like, oh, no. And I've got Indy in my ear going, Dad, if we get the final, we have to go. It's like, yeah, you have to do it. You know, I was like, I couldn't disagree with him, really. And I got my brother saying, you're going to get tickets for Prague, then? What are we doing this? So it all stemmed from my manager James, who came through for us with his negotiations with West Ham, because obviously getting a ticket for that match was like, it was like gold dust, wasn't it, boys?
Yeah,
it's almost impossible. But because I was booked to play the Fan Zone, we got a couple of tickets, So, which I've instantly gave to my mate Vic, because I think I've told you about Vic, haven't I?
That was going to be one of the questions, actually. Yeah, because I think that's a beautiful story on your part. And I want to hear a more detailed answer when we get to that point.
Okay.
But before we do, I think you want to touch more on the fan zone element of it, because what an amazing feeling that must have been.
That, mate. I mean, what was it like playing at the fan zone? And were you nervous? Because, I mean, I know you're the veteran of the old gig now, but obviously this was a unique one for you, I'd imagine, a different type of gig to what you're used to. So did you and Indy and the rest of the crew get any pre-match nerves, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, boys, that I've been doing this for 30 odd years now, and I've played stadiums, arenas, everything, you know, and I've never ever experienced anything like that. I can't believe Indy at 17 has experienced what just happened.
Wow.
You know, with 25,000 sea of claret and blue and bubbles and confetti, and my mate Vic, he described it as walking out in front of 25,000 family members. So yeah, I mean, it really was. It was phenomenal. I've never experienced an atmosphere quite like it. And of course, I walked straight on stage, just played one chord and went, West Ham, oh, let's go! You know, goosebumps between every song. All I could hear was my brother from behind me, John's going, Iron!
I guess it was one of those
things amazing
where you really knew how to work the crowd. You literally knew exactly what to say at what time. With this one,
I read the room, mate. I read the room. I read it right. Yeah. And at one point, I was talking about Deckers, and I just sat at the piano and I was like, please don't go. And the whole crowd goes, don't go.
Oh, that is amazing. And do you know what? Like, Indy, for you, as your dad said, to be a 17-year-old and to have done that will live with you for the rest of your life. I mean, surely you must have had some pre-match nerves from your perspective. And how much did you enjoy that in front of West Ham fans? Because that's incredible to be a part of.
I mean, already it's the best experience of my life.
Really?
I mean, it was just amazing.
Yeah.
It was just so unbelievable. I'm so glad I got to share that with, you know, family.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I mean, Indy, my greatest achievement at 17 was beating my mates on FIFA 97 or whatever it was. in comparison, that's quite an achievement.
So, yeah.
I'd say so. Yeah.
Do you know we had Chris Skull on the show recently?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Rightfully say, I think we had close to 25,000 fans at the fan zone, at West Ham's fan zone. But as you may or may not know, Fiorentina also had a fan zone. And I don't know if you know this, but do you know how many Fiorentina fans attended the Fiorentina fan zone?
I wouldn't even know to guess. I mean, you know, if I was to guess, they're a big club, you know, I would say, you know, maybe they had 10,000 there.
Well, word round the campfire from decent sources via Chris is they had less than 100 people turn up to their fan zone.
No.
It's shocking, but it actually doesn't surprise me that much, because I don't think I really ever saw many Fiorentina fans. It was just a sea of West Ham wherever we went. Absolutely took it over. Which was unbelievable.
It's so true. Walking around the streets of Prague, we were there a couple of days before. I don't know if you were, boys, but like we literally didn't see any Fiorentina, and it was just claret and blue everywhere you went. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about the fan zone, how did playing there compare to playing at the World Cup? Because obviously that's a massive stage as well, Chez.
Well, very different in as much as I mean, obviously, big football fans, a big football fan. So, I was proud to be there to support England. But there's something more kind of like family, you know, with West Ham. It's my tribe, you know what I mean? So, we're all England supporters, aren't we? Obviously, we all want England to do well. But West Ham's, it's just, they're my people, you know? There's the difference. We all have the same kind of sense of humour. We've got like a shorthand, you know what I mean? It's like we speak the same language. and it was just so special that, you know, and of course we won it. So there's the difference as well. We fucking won it.
And do you know what? Being West Ham fans, it's not supposed to end that way, is it?
No.
Like, who wrote the script this time? Because we're not used to that ending. You know what I mean?
Unbelievable. I've been ill ever since, mate.
No, I'm not think I've been that script writer.
It's nearly killed X. Yeah.
Honestly, I've been ill since. Like, I've had stomach bugs. I've had lost my voice. I've had temperatures. I don't think West Ham winning is not good for my health, mate. Thank God we don't. Thank God we do it every 40 years.
I think your body's in shock, mate. Your body's in shock.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk to us about your friend, Vic, mate. So obviously he's a very close friend of yours. And what did you do for him whilst you're in Prague?
The fan zone, West Ham, literally gave me two tickets. And my mate Vic, who a couple of years ago was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer, and he's an old school friend, and literally we love him. He's family, you know. It's a huge shock for us all. But one of the things we have in common is West Ham. So whenever we get to games, you guys have met. I know Dave, you haven't you, but X has met Dave. You know, we have that in common, and he's got his son up. Yeah, he's a top man. He really is, and his son Archie is also a massive West Ham fan. Of course, he wouldn't be able to live in Vic's house if that wasn't the case. So you know, I gave those two tickets to Vic and Arch. Just because that moment together, and I wanted him there because we were going to be there anyway. I'm going to be playing the fan zone, so I was like, "Listen, we're happy to watch it at the fan zone. I want you and Arch to have these tickets, you know." So that was kind of the first thing. And funnily enough, when Vic turned up, like it was like slightly waterlogged on at the ground and the stuff, and it was a bit kind of, we were a bit down in the camp because we thought, maybe no one's going to turn up, and it was circulating around on social media with the West Ham fans that, you know, it's waterlogged and I wouldn't bother coming down and all that kind of stuff, you know. But as soon as Vic turned up, the sun came out. Everyone started pouring into the fan zone.
Wow.
And everything looked up, and I got him on stage and he sung Bubbles for the crowd. And basically I said to the crowd, I was like, I want to bring my Bezzy mate up here, who's going through a tough time health-wise at the moment. And he loves West Ham, and I want him to feel the love that I feel. And he walked out on stage with a Fuck Cancer t-shirt on.
Did he?
And everyone just loved him, man. And you can't help but love him. And he just walked out the front and went, "Irons!" And, you know,
I love that.
They just call and response, as it were. And so we sung Bubbles. And at the end of it, he was just going off. He was just walking off. And then he turned round and he said, "I just want to say something." And the crowd just kind of went quiet. It was like there was a lull to the crowd. They really wanted to hear what Vic was going to say. And he just had this amazing moment, you know. So it all went quiet. And he goes, "I ate cancer more than I ate Tottenham."
Did he? Oh, what a man.
And the crowd just erupted, you know, and he loved it. And he walked off, dropped the mic, and that was it.
Oh, mate, that's unbelievable. What a moment for him as well. So did you actually get inside the stadium, or was that it?
At that point, we didn't know. We thought we were going to be watching with the rest of the band and, you know, at the fan zone. But the West Ham girls that were looking after us at the fan zone had that amazing news as we came off stage. We were euphoric anyway, and we're all like hugging and saying, "That was the best gig ever, and I can't believe it," you know. And then, and then they were like, "Would you like the good news?" And we're like, "There's more." And we all managed to have tickets. So the five of us, me and Indy and my brother Jody and Vic and Arch, and we all sat together, you know, it was, and we were just above the West Ham players' families. So whenever they came right down into that corner, that was us. We were right there. It was amazing.
Oh, that is incredible. And do you know what? I know tickets were going for a lot of money to those that were selling it. I know flights absolutely catapulted through the roof if it was booked last minute. But you can't put a price on that experience. Your experience, our experience, Indy's experience, everyone else that was there. It is just one of those priceless moments in life, especially for Vic. I mean, that is absolutely incredible. And this is going to be a hard question for you boys to answer, right? So now you're there, you're in the stadium. Try and describe your kind of emotions before, during, and after that final.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Oh, go on, Indy. I'm going to let you start with that one, mate.
Well, the thing is, I haven't been a West Ham fan as long as he has, so it's going to be
because I'm old.
But before I was buzzing. I was so excited, especially after the gig as well. It was amazing. And, you know, being with Vic and Archie, Uncle Bod, you. It was just having the best time ever. And then I remember as soon as that Bowen goal, as soon as he scored, as soon as it went in, I bawled my eyes out. I couldn't help but cry.
Yeah.
There's pictures of just my face drenched in tears, and I'm like, I'm just red all over.
A big old smile, though.
Big old smile. Yeah. That smile went on to like 6 a.m. when I was eating pizza with Uncle Bod and Vic. It
was amazing. Brilliant.
That's great. See, for me, when we got into the stadium, we couldn't believe we were in. It was one because, you know, those tickets were like a geolocation activation, weren't they? So we kept looking at it thinking, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It can't work. And then when we got there and we're all inside the stadium, we all just hugged and jumping up and down like, we can't believe we're in.
Yeah.
You know, and then when the players first came out, when Deck came out and he was punching the air and jumping 6 foot in the air, like you could tell he was really up for it, you know, and it was like, wow, this is something else, you know. And we were in the stadium 2 hours before, and it was like it was almost full. You never get that, do you?
Coming
out almost true. Full, and all West Ham fans, all is singing. You know, 10 more years, Declan Rice, and you know, Bowen's on fire, and all that. And that the atmosphere was just electric, wasn't it? And I was excited, nervous. I met this bloke at the front, because you know everyone kind of is getting to know that I'm a West Ham fan now, so I'm kind of. You know, everyone wants to come to say hello. It's like, yeah. There was a bloke in front who was like this kind of hard, kind of East End guy. And he met me at the beginning. He was like, oh, Chesney, nice to meet you, mate. and then at the end, when that final whistle went, he was crying in my shoulder. And he made my shoulder wet. You know, I was like, let it out, mate. Go on, let it out.
Yeah,
I had one of them in the form of Dave Walker.
I bet we were all crying. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
No, I was definitely one of them.
In terms of percentages, I would say that 90% of West Ham fans were crying at that moment. It just meant so much to us all, didn't it? It was just such a magical moment. And as Dave said, such a great experience to have been there as well.
Mm. Yeah, we are four of the lucky ones, aren't we, that we were actually there in the stadium and got to experience a once in a generation, you know, trophy win from West Ham.
Exactly, mate. I mean, Indy mentioned there that he was having pizza at 6 a.m. and stuff. I mean, obviously, I'm assuming you didn't eat pizza for 6 hours solid. What did you do straight after the game in terms of celebrations and stuff?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Well, I guess I he was too drunk. No, he wasn't. I said, bad dad. No, I did let him have a little cheeky beer, boys, I have to say. I tell you what happened. Well, for the first hour and a half, 2 hours, we sat and just watched the chaos unfold in front of us, you know, with all the players and, you know, and Antonio, like, running around with his kids and throwing glitter at him and stuff, and you know, Bowen at the front there with his brother, and Pakatar walking in front of Rice while he's doing an interview, and you know, the whole 10 more years Declan Rice thing with Decker's like filming them and crying, and just, I mean, all of that, we just sat and watched in awe, and just, I was,
yeah,
just
incredible. Soaked it up.
Just soaked the whole thing up, you know, until it was done, you know, and we're like, okay, I guess we should leave now. Or can we just stay?
Yeah. One more bit, one more bit, just the old.
We got physically chucked out, Dave, didn't we?
Well, listen, we've had beers together, boys. You know, there's always one more when we're around.
Yeah.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely.
But when we came out of the stadium, just to answer that question, we came out of the stadium and we kind of went the other way from all the fans that the fans were going. And Indy found a little pub, and on his phone, you know, he's like, oh, let's go there. So we went and found this pub.
Yeah, good at this game, mate. You've trained him well.
Yeah, you started him early. But we got in there and there was no football fans at all. It was like this kind of local pub, you know, where you walk in and you hear the kind of rip of the needle, you know, and everyone turns around.
Tumbleweed, yeah.
Tumbleweed. They looked at us and were like, oh, shit, we've got some football hooligans here, you know. And we sat and had a couple of beers there and let just kind of debriefed, you know, and we all talked about how we all felt, and suddenly it was 6 a.m. pizza.
Yeah, it's adrenaline at that point, isn't it? I mean, the adrenaline just carries you through. I mean, I didn't get any sleep until the next night. I was like death warmed up on the plane. And X would tell you, and X had a late one as well. And we were the same. We were celebrating with a few lads at the hotel, and it was just it's just such a special night. But when did you boys come back from Prague? Because it leads to the question, did you go to the winners parade? Because it didn't really give us much notice, did it? A lot of us were still out there.
No, wasn't it because Ben Rama was getting married?
Fornals.
So that's why. No, so we were actually in Prague that day. We stayed an extra day, and you know, we just kind of soaked it up, and it was a beautiful day as well. We were walking around, a couple of beers, and of course, I don't know why, but I had every single media outlet in the country wanted to talk to me. so I was doing like, I was propping my phone up because on my beer glasses, like, and doing like, you know, Ben Shepherd and doing ITV and BBC and Sky Sports, and like, so yeah, there's a lot of that going on. But it was kind of like the hardcore, you know, West Ham base is still there and everyone's still having a great time, and just lapping it up, you know, as you say, running on adrenaline, really.
Yeah, spot on.
I actually can say that you were the one and only was played at the parade. I got down there myself, so you were there in spirit. So
thank you. Oh, I love it. I love it. Look, some of the West Ham fans have started adopting Irons, the one and only.
Very good.
That's what we sung at the fan zone. So we're like, all right, every game you get the Irons.
That is brilliant.
So how do you feel about next season? Obviously, it's an interesting one because last season, for the majority of it, seemed like it was going to be a disappointment. And obviously, we won the trophy in the last game. So it now feels like it's been a euphoric season. So it's actually quite a hard one to sort of judge. But next season, what do you guys sort of think will be the outcome? How are we going to do it? So we've got the Europa League to contend with this year as well.
Yeah, I'm going to let Indy go here, being the West Ham specialist.
So next season, I think we need to start adapting life without Rice, which is the sad truth. I think we have to prepare for it. I think we have the possibility of having a really good season. I have no clue what's going to happen.
No.
Build that midfield around Pakatar, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, he's a brilliant player, isn't he?
Unbelievable.
I think he's you know, a generational talent. To be honest with you, I saw that Newcastle were circling around him as well, weren't they?
Oh.
Yeah, he's not going. Don't worry. Don't panic.
He'd go Martin take then when he said that. Almost as bad as Bowen being linked with Tottenham. Yeah.
Oh, no, God, don't. I believe you said those words, Dave.
But you're right, though. There is an air of mystery around next season, isn't there? Because this season was a strange one. To have really spent the majority of the season playing quite poorly, I think, and getting disappointing results and finishing 14th. That's poor by West Ham standards. But in true West Ham fashion, we've just become European champions in a season that we were panicking in. I mean,
and we didn't even play very well.
No, exactly. Exactly. So it is hard, isn't it? It's hard to call next season. And actually, what leads into the next question, and you've touched on it, Indy, is, you know, as expected, all eyes are on Declan Rice and where his future lies. And I just want to get your thoughts on him leaving, potentially going to Arsenal, potentially going to Man City, or dare I say, if we don't get what we want for him, potentially staying at West Ham. I mean, how do you feel about it in general? And what do you boys think the outcome will be?
I don't think he's going to stay. I think, you know, the boy should probably go. He's shown that he loves West Ham. He's going out in on a high for us. He will always be a West Ham legend. And who knows, maybe he'll come back and finish his career with us. You know, maybe he'll go off and win some trophies and come back and finish his career with us. But I mean, I think I speak for all West Ham fans. No one wants him to go to bloody Arsenal.
No.
You know, it's like that would really, it would upset most of us to see him in red. I don't think red's his colour. and honestly, I don't think it's the right move for him. I really don't. I think, you know, yes, they had a good season last year, but, you know, they're so arrogant about like, yeah, we're going to win the Champions League next year. We're going to win the league next year. No, you're not.
No.
Even if you do have Rice, you have more of a chance if you do have the best midfield player that England has, you know, produced in, you know, years, decades. I don't know about if you agree with this, Indy, but if he was going to go to another English club, I'd rather him go to City, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. They're not any London club, totally.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it also depends on, you know, and X will be able to elaborate on this more, his personal circumstances, because if he doesn't want to leave London because of his family and his child now, and he's obviously very close to his mum and dad, his brothers, then that does kind of play into it. But, you know, again, maybe I'm saying this with claret and blue tinted glasses, but I look at it and I think, you know, is there a world apart between West Ham and Arsenal? Like, is it that much of a humongous difference between the two clubs that would warrant him leaving iconic status and that relationship with West Ham fans and having just won a bloody trophy? Do you know what I mean?
I think the one thing is Champions League football.
Yeah, it seems to be.
That's the one thing he wants.
But see, if he plays under Pep Guardiola, probably the greatest club manager of all time, that's a good move for him. You know, he's going to improve as a player. He's going to win trophies. Let's be honest, he will. It's almost like a you know, foregone conclusion that City are going to you know, win trophies next year and the following year and the following year. That's not the same for Arsenal, you know. And I think you're right, Dave. It's like, why do Arsenal fans think that you know that we're a lesser club to them? And it's like, it's, you know, it might be a little step up because they, you know, came second this season, but I think it was a bit of a fluke, to be honest with you. And you know, we were all holding on to that last little tiny hope that maybe he would stay if West Ham don't get what they want for him. Come on, you're the expert in this one.
Yeah, that will come in my section, mate. People like the first section, they need to listen to that.
Fair enough, I'll be listening.
As you do every week, I know.
We both do.
Yeah. So, what's happening to you guys over the summer? The kettle of hawks, and the reason I call you a kettle of hawks is I've done my research. That is the collective noun.
Noun of hawks.
Yeah. So there you go. An education for us all. What are you guys up to in the summer? I mean, what have you got? Gigs? Are you in America? Are you in England? What's your plans?
For me, a bit of everywhere, to be honest. I'm here in England at the moment. I've got a bunch of, like, you know, festivals, some gigs over here. I've got some stuff in Europe. And then I am going back to the States to go and remind my wife what I look like. So,
yeah.
And what about you, Indy? What's your plans?
Well, I'm finishing school in about a month. Then I'm going to head over to LA to go watch a bunch of reality TV with my mum.
That sounds amazing.
You might be in it now, such as the fame.
Yeah.
It's got a ring to it, isn't it? Reality, new reality show, The Kettle of Hawkses.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk off air, mate. I've already started these plans.
This is the ultimate talk.
Yeah.
Well, Indy, remember the little people when you get there, mate. That's all I'll say.
You're not little. Don't say that. Don't be silly.
Certainly not in size. Massive.
Oh, that's superb. Well, as always, Chez, Indy, it's great speaking to you boys. Enjoy the summer, and we look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Yeah, we'll catch a game together next season, early next season. Let's do it.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.